CliffCentral.com. The Unview, the Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous on CliffCentral.com.
And it's a good morning, good morning, good morning to you here on CliffCentral.com. I mean, Gareth had interesting guests on this morning. Very interesting guests, did you? Porn stars. But I learned a hell of a lot. See, size doesn't matter. Sometimes if you are 11 inches, it's very painful. These women were telling us this story. I was quite intrigued, actually. Yes, you know what? You never know what you're going to get here on The Unview and, of course, here on CliffCentral.com. But I did find it quite fascinating. Of course, there's Sexpo this weekend. There's so much. There's Jam Josie. There's the opening of Great Comedy. We'll talk all about that. There's lots happening in the theatre, lots happening in Cape Town, lots happening in Durban. Halloween parties left, right, and centre. Of course, this is the time when people dress up and do all weird and wonderful things. My name is Alan Ford, and it's very good to be with you. Yeah, very good. The weather, a nice storm last night, and yes, Johannesburg's great. I was in Cape Town last week. I know the show was pre-recorded, but yeah, that city's also magnificent. I'm so proud to be in South Africa and to be a part of this wonderful country. And, of course, to discuss entertainment and the magic of what happens out there. And, yes, porn stars are entertainment, I guess, as Gareth and I learned today on Gareth Cliff's morning show. Please podcast it. Go back and listen to the show because it really is very interesting. It's one of the most interesting. I was sitting there like in shock. I couldn't believe the things they were talking about. My special guest in studio that starts the show is Joey Rasdin, and of course, Coloured Comedy, proudly Coloured Comedy is coming to Empress Palace. That's happening. Yeah. We're going to chat to Casper de Vries on the line about his new show called Alive. His new show. It's actually called Alive, his new show. We're going to chat about Hajj 2016, A Journey with Yusuf Abramji, his new book. I believe it's exceptional. And then we've got the cast of Annie coming in. We've got the three Annies. And we've got Taryn Sudding and Stephen Jubba, who plays Grayson Rooster, all coming into studio. We've got a packed lineup. Plus, we'll close the show with Mafiki Zola. What a show here on CliffCentral.com. But he's on the line. He got woken up by myself this morning to say, listen, we have an interview prepared. But it's opening night, and it's going to be a great run. And it's taken a while for him to get back on the stage. But, of course, he is Casper Rasper, Casper de Vries, and it's called Alive. Are you alive this morning, Casper?
Alan, you're going to suffer with those three Annies if they breath.
Are they?
I'm telling you now. But good luck with them. Yes, I am awake, not alive. I'm still under the influence of a wonderful sleeping pill. But it only means that you can ask me whatever, and I most probably will tell you that.
Are you in bed right now?
I am in bed right now. I've got a floral nightie on from Checkers. we open our show tonight, Alive, and I'm really looking forward to it because I haven't been in a kind of intimate theater like that for a long while, and it's so cozy. It's like my living room. It's so beautiful. The way they covered it in, you know, it looks beautiful. So I can't wait.
I mean, Casper, it's been a while that you've actually had a run on stage. I mean, it's been some time. You've taken a bit of a break from the theatre or from live performing.
Alan, I've taken time off. This is the sleeping pill talking. I've taken time off, my friend. I had too much pressure. I said, flip it all. I'm going to paint. I'm going to plant flowers.
My brutal.
Then, one more. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir. That was Joey Rasdin, you know, like getting involved. Say hello to Joey this morning, Casper. Yes, Joey's with me.
Joey. Oh, he's fantastic. I love Joey.
Thank you, Uncle Casper, yesterday. Alive.
Yeah, no, it's a pleasure, man. We have eaten some salt and sugar in the past.
Together.
Joey and I.
Yep.
And every time I see him, he quotes from the Quran for me. I don't know what the hell he's saying, but it's important to him.
But it's important to you also, Casper. We just need to reaffirm that you are...
Yeah, I know. but I don't understand everything, but I know you mean it well.
Yes.
And therefore, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to quote from my own little Quran here, and it's, keep the ways open and love everyone, because in that way, we can make sure that the fees will fall.
And there is Casper de Vries. Casper, what is Alive about? What can we expect from you? Tell us about the show.
Oh, what can you expect, Alan? Well, opera, mime. No, the same old usual cock.
Okay, the same old. So his new show. It's just
new.
A new show. So it's the same old. And do you.
No, I've stopped performing for a couple of years. Mm. So now I've got a new perspective on some things. And obviously, I'm still the same old me. And I've brought all the characters back for this show.
Oh, that is awesome. Okay.
Yeah, I like doing them. And so it's a nice variety package for Casper fans. If you don't, some people don't quite know if they like me or not, but they should come. But English-speaking people can come as well because it's bilingual, but it's mostly Afrikaans because I can improvise good in Afrikaans, and the show's never the same. It depends on my mood and the audience's reaction, but I talk more universal things. I'm not going to do Zuma jokes and cuck like that. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it's kind of done. I'm sure because maybe Joey's going to be doing. We'll ask Joey if he's doing Zuma joke.
No,
are we all bored with it?
Yeah, we are. You mustn't fuel something that's negative. Don't give attention. What does people say? You mustn't. You must ask the universe what you want, not what you don't want.
Okay, all right. This is very, very zen. Casper and Joey together. I don't know if I'm. I think I'm in the
it's
twilight
zone.
Very
nice. I think we should. Joey and I will bring out a book together.
Yes. And a movie.
Yes. Okay. And will the porn stars be in the movie from the previous show?
They're ugly. Let's be honest.
You broke up, but I heard porn stars.
No, because Gareth had porn stars in his studio today, so I just thought I feel very.
Oh my!
Real ones,
God. Real porn stars. America's like top porn star. They all had sex per.
Yeah.
But they didn't have sex in the studio, did
no,
they?
No, they didn't do that, no.
Oh, okay.
I would have noticed that. I don't know what to do with it, but I would have noticed it. I must tell you, we look forward to seeing the show. It opens tonight. Casper, tell us how long the run is.
The run is longer than the struggle of life.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to end by order of God on November the 27th.
Okay, so it runs for a full month, and people can see it. Is that the Peter Turin Monte Casino, the smaller theatre?
It's the studio.
Which is divine. How many?
Don't go and sit and wait for Ian from Memphis for Joseph next week. I'm upstairs.
Don't go to the wrong studio.
I'm not upstairs as a person. I'm actually downstairs. But and the show is upstairs. And yes, so it's very intimate. You've never been this close to me since 1983. No, 1993.
Okay, which is great, Casper. It's an interpersonal experience. I can't wait to see it. Good luck for the run, and we'll chat to you towards the end of it.
Can I send you a Demis Rooster song?
Yes, you can send us a Demis Rooster song.
My friend, the wind will come from the. My friend the wind will blow me in Joey. The mouth. Okay.
Bravo, Uncle, bravo.
Thank you
very much. That is Casper de Vries. We love you, brother. On the Unview this morning, of course, his new show called Alive. It's a Niva show. His new show opens tonight at the Peter Turin Small Theatre at Monte Casino. It's not to be missed. Now, talking about comedy, you've worked with Casper, hey,
yes.
Joey?
Yes, I did, yeah.
In studio, we have Joey Rizdin. And, of course, he's at the Marcellus Theatre this coming weekend at Empress Palace.
Yes.
Proudly Colored Comedy.
Presents Brain O, Brain O.
Brain O, Brain O.
Yeah, but they don't. It's not like brain in the color brown in Afrikaans. It's like brain in English,
okay.
Meaning your brain.
Okay.
So it's like your brain guy, oh. Brain guy.
Okay, cool. But this is just the whole cast is coloured.
No.
Okay. Are they white or blacks?
There's blacks, yeah.
Okay, not no whites.
No, sorry. Sorry,
we left that for Casper.
Yeah, there's a Ronnie Modimola.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, but he looks coloured though.
Okay, so we've got him.
Yes.
But
and Farhan Esat, he's from Zimbabwe. He's an Indian, but...
We'll pretend he's colored.
Yeah, he qualifies.
So it's Indians proudly in, colored comment.
Indians in Zimbabwe is...
Colored. No, that is colored. Yeah, kind of, I get it too. You actually have a point. Okay. So tell us about the show. Firstly, how did it come about and how did you get involved? Obviously, you're colored. Yes, we know that.
And then this guy, Charles, he called, him and his brother, they called my manager. Because they always wanted to do, they did those things, this Braino proudly colored comedy in Durban for years. Like maybe for 5 years now. And then, and they had this website called Braino.com.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was like maybe for the past 10 years or so. And then they were just pushing, I guess, a colored communities and trying uplifting colored communities and presenting new role models and creating new role models and yeah, those things. So that's where it came about. That's how it came about, this probably colored comedy, I think.
And so you are you given a spec to through the routine you have to do, or do you just do your routine?
Yeah, well, because depending on the crowd or so, because if you say it's proudly colored comedy, hopefully there's only going to be...
you'll have lots of whites there.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yes, I mean,
yeah.
So a lot of South Africans there.
Yeah, so I guess you... Because you'll get a colored guy that grew up in Sandton and a colored guy that grew up in Eldos. Although they're colored, they're two different people. Totally different people.
And you get like someone like Trevor Noah, who's not in the show, but I mean, he's like living in New York.
Yes,
and
totally.
He grew up in a township. So
that's
yes.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's so totally different. So the way we react to things, the way we see things is totally different. Although we colored, like you were Lebanese in South Africa compared to a one in Beirut.
Very different, yeah.
Totally different, but you're both Lebanese people. Yes. So I think... Well, from my side, I don't know the other comics, but from my side, it's just my perspective and how I grew up and how I see things, you know, my point of reference.
So how did you grow up? Tell us about Joey and where Joey's from. I mean, I know a bit about you, but for people that joined us and don't know Joey Resdy.
There's this podcast on Cliff Central, Tumi Murake, and we spoke for an hour extensively about that. Yeah, so if you want to podcast it, you can go podcast it. Right now, I'll say, this is what I'll say. I'll say that I'm in love with somebody that I can't be with.
Right, so the joke's going to be, okay, that's...
That's not a joke. It's not a joke. Okay, Joey Razdin personally...
But you're going to use this in your shtick.
No, not really. This is what I'm going to speak about. Point of reference. You see, that's determined by certain things, like your education level, where you come from, your religion, what race you are, how much money you have in a bank, your language. All those things determine your point of reference. So, for instance, there's a black guy that's a Zulu that grew up in Sandton that don't speak Zulu. He will have a different point of reference from a Zulu guy that grew up in KwaZulu-Natal. So for instance, if there's a snake in a room, depending on your point of reference, that will determine how you react towards the snake. So you'll get people that will worship the snake, other people will eat the snake, other people will make the snake dance, other people will run away from the snake. The snake is just a constant. It's your point of reference that will determine.
Sounds like the porn stars discussing snakes that side on Gareth's show.
Yes, so they quite comfortable.
Different snakes, yeah.
Yeah, they're quite comfortable.
Got it.
With fake things.
Correct, go on. If there's a not if there's an elephant in the room, if there's a snake. I mean, even if there's an elephant in a room.
Imagine you there.
Casper and Joey got up this morning and they haven't woken up as yet.
No, but speaking about an elephant in a room,
yes.
Like imagine you at the ANC NEC executive, the top six conference there. And then you're just chilling there. There's a huge elephant in the room. Yeah. Nobody's going to speak about that elephant in the corner. Again, it's point of reference. So
who is that elephant in the corner?
Whoever you want it to be.
Okay. Because any one of the six, I guess.
Yeah, like zero understanding of moral affairs.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, that's the acronym.
Okay.
If you know.
Elephant in the top six, got it. So coming back, you're saying the point of reference. So you're going to just use the point of reference?
Yeah, basically. And then there's guys like Kurt Skoonra that will come with the Cape Townian point of reference.
Mm.
And
that's great, yeah.
Yeah, and he'll speak about what his mother and how he grew up.
Mm.
You know, then you have Mel Jones, and she'll speak about how her family grew up. And they might be both Cape Townian, but it will be different. But yet you can, yeah, but yet you can go, oh, wow, I didn't, whoa, wow.
I saw Mark Lottering's show recently.
Yes, yeah. Hashtag. Blazing.
And I thought to myself, again, he brought such interesting perspectives because
dynamics.
His Christmas story.
Yes,
made such a different colored perspective to a Christmas story.
Yes, the WhatsApp group.
Yeah, that I kind of went, I'm understanding this.
Yeah.
Well, your story with the Hajj, or uncle that goes off to the Hajj, would become something. And we'll talk to Uncle Yusuf in a moment.
I spoke to him. I actually did a gig on Saturday with him.
Mm, he's great.
Yeah, I did a gig with him on Saturday.
I'm
ask him how much money I raised.
Ask him how much money I gave. Alan Ford Productions gave the Hajj. But you know, it's a lovely. I loved it. I thought it was brilliant. You know, I must tell you, because I think it's. We shouldn't be secular in our thinking. We should always think that, you know, I'm a Catholic.
Yeah.
Someone else is a Muslim. Someone else is a Jew. Someone's a Hindu. Someone's colored. Someone's gay. Someone's a porn star. Whatever.
Yeah.
But you got to think collectively, and that's what I loved about you.
Come, I explain something to you. Lekker. Just on that point. Now you see the reason why there's problems in the world right now. We are so self-righteous that we think our own point of reference is better than the next person's point of reference.
True.
So there's no empathy. So that's why there's no empathy towards another religion. There's no empathy towards another sexuality. There's no empathy towards another political...
Because of self-righteousness. Correct.
So we're so self-righteous, we don't... So we think and believe that our own point of reference is better than the next person. And we're so stubborn about it. We're so stubborn... that the empathy is out of the way.
Mm.
And listen, we only sitting here in this room because one guy was 27 years in prison, came out of prison, understood the point of reference of the people that put him in prison in the first place, showed empathy to that, and that's why we're here. Like, he said that everything seems impossible until it's done. So... it's not impossible to show empathy.
And I think that's what it's about. Empathy is a good thing. So you were with Yusuf recently?
On Saturday. Yes.
The book Hajj, is it hashtag Hajj or is it just Hajj 2016, a journey?
I think that's the hashtag on the social media.
Because I wasn't sure. Because everyone's hashtagging everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But I must tell you, it was wonderful and enlightened as a human being to follow the Hajj through a good friend of mine.
Yes.
Through a South African and through... someone that I think is an incredible journalist and humanitarian in many respects, okay, and a fighter, a champion on human causes, okay, and he is Yusuf Abramji. We have him on the line. Yusuf, welcome to the show.
Good morning, my dear brother and my dear friend, Alan, and thank you very much. Always great to be on Cliff Central because so much good often is highlighted through the mediums of the airwaves. Thank you.
And that's what we do. And in studio, my special guest, and I hadn't connected the two of you, is Joey Razdeen, who you worked with this weekend.
Can we please postpone the interview for next week, seeing that Joey is on a serious note? You know, I tweeted this morning when I heard that Joey is coming onto your show. Very often I go to events, and my dear friend and brother Joey is... not only entertaining, but doing good work. When I saw him in action at the event on Saturday evening, he auctioned off four items. And I don't know how many 100,000 rand he raised. So while he entertained the crowd, the one thing about Joey, he's always doing good work. I mean, his work with Islamic Relief, his work with other NGOs, is really superb, and I think what South Africa needs, you know, despite the national psyche being always at its all-time low, we have people like Joey who drive this. You know, when I go to the Protea events, very often Joey is there and entertaining the crowd, and I think that is what South Africa needs. We need to use laughter, and we need to use the power of what we have to really get us out of this national psyche, because all the politics and all the crime and the corruption and the bad news happening, we need the escapism which Joey so very successfully provides. So well done to you, my brother Joey.
Shukran,
mate. Good work.
And it's good to laugh, and it's good to be happy, and it's good to show South Africa diversity.
Yes.
Yusuf, it was wonderful to see you champion a cause. I was happy to be involved in some sense, but the fact is, you enlightened my life by learning what the Hajj was about, and I'm intrigued as a Christian South African to go along to witness this wonderful, beautiful experience. And your book allows me to do it, but I mean, because you can translate it through your work, I'd like to do it personally one day, because I think it's a very special thing, Yusuf. The good work that you did with feeding the poor who came to pray. I mean, that's what it is. It's a person coming with their soul to pray. And to be able to do what you did and what you're doing going forward, I think is quite incredible. And to have people like Joey that gets involved with the process, and look how the whole universe comes
together.
Do you know
we have the same name, eh?
Who?
Me and Yusuf.
Yeah, you're also Yusuf.
Yes. Yeah, but you can call me Joey.
I'll call you Joey for Jojo.
Yeah, yeah.
Yusuf, again, coming back to it's such a great cause, and it's wonderful to see it put down in a book.
Well, Alan, let me first of all say thank you for the kind word. I haven't thanked you publicly. When we undertook a feeding program in the holy city of Mecca, where hundreds of pilgrims go destitute, they go hungry, they sleep on the marble floors of the Grand Mosque. When we South Africans very often stay in our five-star hotels, we forget the plight of the poor people. Mm. And that is what prompted me, and together with some other South African pilgrims, we raised money amongst ourselves. Back home, money was raised, and you were one of the donors that donated toward the feeding scheme in your personal capacity, and I thank you for that. But I think the whole idea with the Hajj is it's about unifying people. When millions of people stand together, either in Mina or the plains of Arafat on the day of Hajj, you are dressed in two pieces of white cloth called the Ihram. Everyone is equal. There's no branding. There's no title. There's no judge. There's no minister. There's no CEO. And that is what, there's no color. There's no rich. There's no poor. And that is what the Hajj is about. And before I left, a religious leader, a Molana, told me, try to do three things to have a successful or an accepted Hajj. Number one is you greet as many people as you can. You make salam, as we call it in our religious term. You feed as many people as you can, whether you're buying a bottle of water during the 50-degree heat, whether you're buying some fruit or bananas or whatever the case may be. And thirdly, be kind to everyone. And those words resembled with us throughout this journey. And I must say, thanks to the Almighty, we try to make a small difference through the assistance of other people throughout the world showing goodwill. Mm. And again, when I went on Hajj, the idea wasn't to go and publish a coffee table book. When I photographs taken on my iPhone, I then showed it to friends. And within a month, the book has been published, 400 photographs, high cloth, A3. But more importantly, we are selling this book not for us to make profit, but the proceeds are going to two very worthwhile charities for their Hajj funds to make it easier for people to go on pilgrimage next year, namely Oka South Africa and Crescent Lifestyle. And the book is selling for 750 Rand, which many people are saying, Joey, is very, very cheap. But at least it's going for a good cause.
So where can we get the book, Yusuf? I can't wait.
We launched in Johannesburg on Sunday. Minister Derek Hanekom was among the guest speakers. Joey Razdeen wanted a fee to appear, so we couldn't use him because we couldn't afford him. No, I'm just joking. But Cape Town, we're launching next weekend. The book is available online at www.abramji.com. You can pay 750 Rand if you want a wooden handmade casing, another 750 Rand. Those proceeds also going to charity. And it could even be couriered to you at an additional cost of 100 Rand. So if you want it couriered, you just pay online and it will be delivered to you in a few days.
Yusuf, you do good work. You champion crime. You champion so much work. What is Yusuf Abramji up to at the moment?
I'm unemployed, Alan. So if you've got a job for me at the radio station, please, I can send you my CV.
Oh, my goodness. Yusuf, you are the most connected human being on this planet. The most connected human being. On this planet.
No, I think with all, you know, in all seriousness, I'm doing a lot of social cohesion. I'm doing work for the CEO Sleep Out. As you know, we were involved last year. The station was involved. I'm doing some work for Brand South Africa. I'm doing a big anti-crime conference, international one. I'm the Goodwill Ambassador in Cape Town next year. I do some MC work. And really, it's just about bringing the passion out what we do. I do a lot of guest speaking at universities, other institutions, at corporate team building exercises. So I'm a free ranger for now, and that is what I love doing, because every morning when we get up, if you don't enjoy, look forward to your day, then there's something wrong. And I think 21 years being in the media industry, It was actually 1 year plus, almost 28 years taking my previous positions at the SABC and at the newspaper into account. I think it was time for a change, and a year later...
And look at the change. Now you've got books out. Now we've got books, Yusuf. I'm going to leave you there, Yusuf Abramji. Thank you for joining me. And, of course, congratulations on Hajj 2016, A Journey. If you want the book, www.abramji.com. Thank you, Yusuf, for joining us. That's Yusuf Abramji. Joey, Yusuf's great, eh?
Yes. Yeah. You know, the thing about Hajj, and I think what he got right with the book is to show that these... processes that you go through has been done before us. It's the same things that Abraham and Moses and all those people. Yeah, it's done before us and our prophet. So it's all rituals that has been done before us.
And that is a good thing.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Razdeen, Joey.
Yes.
Tell me something. Your show, it's happening on the 29th.
Yes.
What can we expect? And who opens? Are you opening?
No, Guts Kunrat is the MC. And
you're just going to rock it?
Yeah, I'm last.
Are you the last?
Yes.
So you've got to leave. You're the showstopper. I mean, the buck stops at you.
Yeah, the buck stops at me. Don't make excuses.
Mess it up.
Proverbs 12, verse 19. The truthful lip shall be established forever, but the lying tongue is but for a moment.
I love you. Guys, you're the cuck that's going to come out and say that now. Thank goodness you use Proverbs here. Okay. Joey Razdeen, thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me,
We had Kasper De Vries on the line. We had Yusuf Abramji. Yeah. Very interesting. Up next, we got the cast of Annie. Yo. Some of the cast members coming in.
Yeah, are they South African?
Yes, of course they
okay.
are.
Okay. I'm just checking.
Do you know Annie? Seen it?
Yeah, Annie.
Can you
see? It's a hard knock life for us. It's a hard knock life for us. Instead of kisses, we get smacked. It's a hard knock. Instead of kisses,
Okay, Joey, thank God you're a comedian. We'll keep it there.
You know where I heard that song for the first time?
Where?
On Jay-Z.
Jacob Zuma?
No.
That's just Jay-Z the singer.
Was it a Blueprint one or Reasonable Doubt?
I did think Jacob Zuma gave a bit of a hard knock life for us. For us. Anyway, let's leave it at that.
What instead of treated, we get tricked. we get tricked.
Ah, I love it.
I love her hair and his hair.
Yes, because it looks like you're the coloured Annie. You could play the coloured Annie.
Arnold.
This is getting out of hand. Joey Razdeen, thank you for joining us in the studio. This is The Unview. My name is Alan Ford. Up next, the cast of Annie.
I am a South African. I carry the hopes and dreams of my country and the generations to come. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters. At Sibanye, we believe the future of our country will be defined by our actions today, which is why we are committed to the development of our leaders. Sibanye, we are one. Visit us on sibanyegold.co.za.
The Unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous on cliffcentral.com.
And, of course, the question of the year and of the decade will be who is the thin, who's the rich, and who's the fabulous. Here on The Unview, I'm Alan Ford on cliffcentral.com. It's good to be with you. You know, this is all about entertainment. So we're talking about chefs often. We discuss theater. We discuss books. We discuss... We don't discuss things that Gareth discussed earlier today, but you've got to listen to that podcast. That stays there. But I've got to tell you, I was absolutely blown away. Not only was I obsessed with this movie, and then not that obsessed with the second version or the second version they did in that movie was my vibe.
Yeah, we were all pulling faces.
Yeah, I'm so with you. I didn't get what was going on there. But I still can't get it, and I didn't understand. Yeah, no. Let's leave it there. Annie's white with red hair. Let's just stick with it. You know, it's what it is. You know what I mean? It's like, how do you get dream girls and they make them? No, we don't do that. But incredibly is I took my brother and my two nephews, and the four of us went along to see Annie opening night. And first and foremost, as the opening song began, maybe, I was in tears, as one does.
Thank
my
you.
Brother was in tears. Okay, we're in tears. And then the next thing, the two kids who are four and six go like, what's wrong? what happened? I mean, like, do you know what this means to us? So I look forward to seeing it many, many more times because it is an exceptional musical. Now, I once was involved in the Lady Awards. I'm no longer because I can't watch half the nonsense that happens on Earth. I must be honest. But I have to say it's musical of the year if I had to call it. For a number of reasons. Number one, seven girls, phenomenal choreography, phenomenal acting, and a dog.
And a dog.
And Brian Schimmel in the orchestra.
Brian Schimmel.
I think it's a winner.
And it's therapy.
And you feel good and you walk out going, exactly. I went to go and see Hedwig. And the Angry Inch in Cape Town. And I was like, I'm so depressed. It's a great production. At least I left Annie sobbing and crying and wonderful. And the kids were jumping and we were seeing Tomorrow. And you got to see the end because it's like a bit like the movie, but it's really superb. Well done. In the studio, we've got Taryn Sullen, who plays Grace. We've got Stephen Jubber, who plays Rooster. And we're going to get chat to the Annies, of the performers, all the children stars come in threes. So we're going to go through that in a moment. So we'll chat to Emma Rose Blacher, Lilla Fleischman, and Caitlin Dicker, who play Annie. We'll get to that in a moment. But Taryn, what?
Hi.
Firstly, Grace is so cool and such a lovely, lovely role to play because you're so good and you're so wonderful.
Isn't she lovely?
She's
delightful.
Is.
I bumped into Ian von Memmerty on my way to my car the one night and he was like, how do you do it? How do you like keep up the niceness? Surely you're horrible to everybody backstage. I'm like, absolutely. I'm totally disgusting.
Yes,
I'm horrible.
Because
I shout at people. Oh, no, it's not true. I love her. I love playing Grace.
Now, I want to tell you because I sat next to you at opening night, Judy Page.
Oh, my
word.
And
Judy, in 1978, played Grace.
Oh, my word. And Joan, I go back a long way with Judy.
And Joan Brickhill played Miss Hannigan.
Goodness me.
In the production in South Africa. And there's Judy Page going, oh, my God. And I'm like, so seriously, there was like a selfie
special
I had to take there. But so it was amazing.
That's special.
What a great role. Because it's a nice role, and you basically are the person that brings the whole thing together to make the child happy. And
she does. She cements a whole bunch of things for Warbacks especially. But I think, she's a lovely little common thread that carries the story. And she's invested in so much herself, really, because she's also looking for the ultimate
dream.
You know, dream and the family. And she loves children and she loves her staff. And she's got a good life, you know. So she's a happy chappy or a happy
Annie.
But she's not all syrup, Taryn. Come on.
Oh, no.
Don't sell yourself
Jubba
short.
Babe. Here comes Jubba.
Well, I was just thinking about it yesterday. Steven. Grace has got some edge, man.
She's not a walkover.
Exactly.
Oh, no,
she can pull out
and
the
her
daggers
with her legs, knows how to do a little vibe. Okay, she knows how to like play it with subtlety. You know,
absolutely. Yes, and she knows how to turn the screws as well.
It's a bit of a Hillary Clinton in a way. You know, a bit of a Hillary.
Oh, my word. What's happening here?
We just turned Grace from Annie into
control.
Well, let's just put it this way. I mean, Warbucks might have made the millions, but we all know who the real boss is.
Remember,
definitely.
The head and the neck controls the head.
Yes, sir. Big fat Greek wedding.
Well, you see, correct. He would never have had gone for the whole Annie concept if it hadn't been for Grace, just so you know. But again, this is a musical or a production or a piece on hope and joy and compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, how to kind of dream that things
and to persevere through the
can happen.
Yeah,
but you need a bit of chutzpah, hence Annie.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get it? You need like that. You got to be like, I will take. That the dog scene is one of the best written scripts if you think about it. I mean, there are plenty of them, but to be able to say, Sandy, come here. This is my dog. Against when the dog would have been put down, shows you that you had a bit of balls, which is a good thing. You know, it's a kind of a really good thing to have. So we're going to go into Annie in a moment. But now we've got Rooster, who is.
Right.
But hold on. Tim Curry played it in the movie. But
correct.
When you got on that stage, I thought, oh my God, this is a Rooster. He was the.
Well, I grew the mustache and everything, man. Come on.
Yeah. And then do your Rooster thing.
Oh, gee,
you got to do it.
Am I going to peak
Steven
these levels a little
bit? Yeah, go.
Here we go.
Don't worry.
My goodness.
That is brilliant.
Did I just blow your radios?
No,
you people out there. Or you're listening to us on like Bose sound systems, like blown speakers. Awesome.
It was the crow
that got me the part, Alan, you see.
To hell with the singing or the dancing
or anything else. And the accent, which is really good.
I've got to add to why a musical of the year for me is that you didn't change the accent, because people do it all the time. You know, halfway through the run, you start to lose it, and that South Africanism comes out in the accent, you know, that type of thing. You didn't. You held it together, which I thought was really cool.
Because
I know that Hazel would have killed you.
We've got a cast of sticklers, man. Like, it's not like we've received too much dialect coaching on this. Like, everyone brought their A game and really, like...
And these littlies here that are waiting to get onto the mic, their accents are also, like, impeccable.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Absolutely impeccable.
The girls held it together. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Nothing can break the illusion quicker than a stinky accent.
Exactly.
Yes.
Mm.
And exactly. That drops a bit. And it's terrible if it does drop.
It just breaks the illusion.
Yeah, correct. So you're from Cape Town.
Guilty as charged.
Is this your first run in Johannesburg?
No, it's my first run in Johannesburg in a little while, but I'm back, baby, and I'll be back in Jan as well.
Did you see Grace just fainted on the floor?
No.
Pick yourself up, Grace, for goodness sake.
Come on, Blondie.
Sorry, I'm waking myself up. What are you talking about? I love that. I live there half the time, so I get it, and I think, oh my God, it's okay.
Sorry, Stephen,
which is why you probably wouldn't have heard of me, but... you know, I'm a big deal back where I'm
from. Big deal in Cape Town. He's run that back. He's done that.
Would
you have?
I just want to say he is one of the standout performances in the show. I was just chatting to friends of mine who saw the show last night.
Everyone's a standout performance.
Actually, everyone is.
These are very vividly drawn characters. They're from a cartoon strip.
Okay, Stephen, let's not have an argument on radio. It's all good. It's a compliment. He's fantastic. He really is.
But here's the thing, is that... It was so interesting because Benedict Peters plays Rooster's Lily, and it's so interesting that you guys hold character, that because you must understand you are comparing it to a movie, that's your comparison. I'm comparing this completely to the movie, and so when there is a slip up or there's something that doesn't work perfectly, like President Roosevelt, he is President Roosevelt that you're seeing in the movie, because that's the point of reference that everybody has. So the kids were like, is that really him? So I went back to watch the movie, and then we're like, Uncle Alan, that's the real Rooster? Was he on the stage? I'm like, yes, the real Rooster was on the stage.
Mm.
That's what I had to, because Father Christmas.
Well, that is perhaps the sincerest
Father
compliment.
Christmas around? Seriously.
That's perhaps the sincerest compliment I could have received. Thank you to the kids.
Because it's awesome. Is that the real one?
But you know what's so interesting about musical theatre or the perception of musical theatre?
Take that, Tim Curry.
I think people come and they sit and they watch the show and they think that it just happens, like just by magic. But there's discipline involved. There's focus involved. It's you know, we're not just having fun and playing silly games. We've really got to keep it together.
Mm.
That's why perhaps the accents are consistent and everything's consistent, because musical theatre is a discipline.
Absolutely. And one of the hardest.
It is.
We're discussing Annie. We need to get him on radio. We've got to play a bit more.
Oh, that hurts.
You should. Don't even go there. Thank you very much. What happened earlier on this radio station?
Chalk and cheese, bro.
Let's get Annie the musical. And, of course, it's a family musical. And, of course, it's brought to you by Peter Turin and Hazel Feldman. When the best get together, you get the best. And then I'm telling you, that's what you do. You get magic. So, we are Emma. Firstly, who opened?
Me, I did.
Did you?
Yes.
Hold on, we'll work out exactly who did what. But opening night was Emma.
Yes.
Guys, how did you get the role? How does it begin?
Well, we auditioned in Cape Town for 2 days.
Are you from Cape Town?
Yes, we all are.
Are you all from Cape Town?
Yep. Yeah.
How are you going to do your exams?
We're not.
I know we're not.
See all the good talents from Cape Town.
What does that mean, Emma?
Oh, Darren.
I thought all the good talent was from Port Elizabeth.
Really? I thought half of it came from Johannesburg.
Or
that's just
Karen's
lovely.
An exception.
Whatever. Let's just do half.
Okay, cool.
Karen's an exception. Cape Town. All the amazing talent comes from Cape Town.
Come on, if you grab this mic.
We'll go with that.
Come and grab this mic over here. We'll get you all just share mics. No. Sit here.
I've said enough.
No, we want you, Stephen. Don't go away. Okay.
Caitlin, come here.
So come, everyone. So hold on. Yeah, so just so everyone understands, Annie cannot be. It's difficult to do a. How many shows a week? I think it's eight. Mm. 8 or 9 shows a week. Okay, it's hectic. So you've got to try and get the voices all rested. So you have each role of each child that's played by 3 different people. So we've got all each of the Annies. We've got all 3 Annies with us today. So you all got casted in Cape Town.
Yep.
So you move up to Johannesburg.
Yeah.
This is like when people go to Mickey Mouse, like the Disney, what's it called? MICKY in the Mickey Mouse Club. And they go to Disney and all over America. This is what they leave their homes and they go and they do these things. That's what it's like to get into this profession. So firstly, what has Johannesburg been like for the 3 Cape Townians?
Dry. It's been really, really dry.
Yeah.
Dry.
Definitely.
Dry.
It rained last night.
Sound like professional singers.
I know, try.
Definitely a change of scenery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, dry. My gosh, the first week here, we were like, anyway.
Yes, but excuse me. I live in both cities. Let me just tell you about your city, Cape Town. Because Cape Town is underwater, okay? And in winter, so no wonder it's dry. I mean, but then going February, it's dry in Cape Town. So it's just, it's called seasonal.
Yeah.
Okay, but do you like Joburg audiences? Do you like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you haven't opened in Cape Town yet.
No.
Okay. Have you done performing before besides school performances? Have you been on a stage before?
Yes.
Tell me.
Actually, we were all in The Sound of Music 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. And I love that. Okay. The Fun Traps. They're doing another production now, I think.
In Durban.
Really? Yeah, which is good.
Yeah.
I know, that is good. I'm happy for them. Durban sometimes doesn't realize that people forget they're on the planet. No, but they do. They are. And they're wonderful. I must tell you, Stephen Stead, they're magical work. Magical work. So you've done this before. This is not new to you.
Yes.
But, of course, it's a hard run, and it's a very difficult role to play.
Yeah.
So do you work within your company of your 7 girls? Do the same 7 work together all the time? I would imagine unless an understudy needs to pop up.
Yeah.
Or do you work amongst each
other? Well,
the 21, I'm trying to understand it.
During rehearsals, the groups weren't final.
Mm-hmm.
So back then, we were always switching throughout
yeah.
the children. But closer to 3 weeks up to performances, then we knew our groups and we trained with them.
Yeah, and then we could start kind of just getting used to like, okay, I'm going to be with you, you know, we can, yeah.
But we do have standby teams, so if during shows someone does get sick, we will swap
so
with
someone
the team.
Can fill in that role.
Yeah.
I mean, Taryn, it's a person's dream to have 2 understudies, eh?
Isn't that, it?
Just? For one role.
For
I mean,
one role.
Role. This is
how
dream.
Lucky.
This is dream.
How lucky. Sorry, I'm off mic.
No, we can hear you. All right, so you get on stage and you do this. This is not easy work, guys. This is hard work. How old are you?
12, 15.
Okay, cool. All right. I mean, you don't look 15, but you don't mean to look 15. That's the point. And he's 11. So you get in there, you perform, you do this magic, and I mean, is this what you want to do in your life? I mean, is this the idea?
Definitely. You know, definitely. I've been doing this since 5,
mm-hmm.
and it's really my passion. I mean, that's what this is all about. I auditioned to pursue my passion, and to be able to do that for the rest of my life would be amazing.
Okay, which I mean, you can go all over the world with this.
Yeah.
With acting, and I mean, Taryn will tell you, you've done TV, you've done commercials, you've done everything.
Yes,
and film.
But it's not about me right now. Talk to Lily. We'll
discuss some of we'll go into Taryn's sister movies and stuff.
No, we won't do anything.
Girls, ladies, what is the hardest part of this run or of this of what you're doing?
Well, also we have to be able to sing, dance, act at the same time, and still show that we're not tired.
Okay.
But it's also fun. So kind of forget about being tired.
Where do you stay?
As in, like, in Joburg.
Do you stay at the hotel? Are you on?
No.
Okay, so you stay off?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then, obviously, you have child-minded people, someone that look up. Because, I mean, where are your parents? Do they come up with you?
Yeah. My mom comes more often than the rest of my family. My grandparents currently looking after me now.
Okay, I'm trying to understand it. And Sam?
Yeah. Oh, well, no. Well, my mom and I were here together. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, I had to leave my dad and my brother back.
Someone's got to work.
Yeah.
Like in accounting work. You know what I mean? It's not working.
So my mom and I, we are staying in an apartment together.
Okay, cool. Got it.
I'm very lucky my gran lives here, and I'm staying with my dad as well. But
it's nice that you're grounded and you like, you know, and if you are naughty, you get a crack and that's the way it goes. Or you get punished. Absolutely. That's
sure.
Sorry, Dr. D would be very unhappy if I used something like this. Okay. But I mean, at least you have some sense and some strong, you know, base or some stability. Are the other girls from around the country all Cape Townians?
The rest are all Joburg. The orphans have to be from, you know, wherever the production is. So the Cape Town kids all Cape Town based and
okay, because of course Annie's the lead, so
we
have to travel.
You got it.
It's worth it.
Yeah, it is definitely worth it though.
Lilla Fleischman, one day I want to see. I'm watching the three of you. This is what in 20 years' time they, you know, and I remember them. guys, what do you love about playing the role?
You know, this character, she's so optimistic and hopeful, and that's such a good characteristic to have throughout life. And definitely in this career you have to be optimistic. I mean, you go to every audition, you're like, I'm gonna get this role, because if you're not thinking like that, mm-hmm. you know, there's not much hope for you. But I definitely think that that's a characteristic that people should have throughout life.
Caitlin.
Well, she's got this personality that makes you feel really, really good inside. Mm-hmm. And she's just this kind of person that can create such an amazing vibe between anyone. So if I could try and aspire to be like that, that'd be amazing. And also just that whole hopefulness, like Emma said, and also just how incredibly mature she is mm-hmm. at such a young age, and how she can have that hopefulness and have that incredible mindset where she can believe even when times are tough.
Lilla.
Well, firstly, yeah, like Emma said, like how Caitlin said, she is really optimistic. She knows that everything's going to be okay. And also, she's an amazing mother figure to the orphans.
Exactly.
Because she looks after them. And also, she's really tough and spunky, and she's not afraid to stand up for herself and the orphans against Miss Hannigan. She's quite cheeky.
Well, that's... aha! That's exactly what it is. One other thing. Do you love working with the... Sorry. It's social media. I don't want to say that. Do you love working with a dog? Is it three separate dogs?
No, one dog and a standby. But that dog... my gosh. It is the sweetest thing.
Yeah.
Her name's Flirt.
She's a golden retriever.
Yeah. And she's just amazing. The sweetest thing. I mean, we get like 10 minutes of dog time before we go on stage.
Yes, just to
socialize with the dog and everything. And just playing with her, she's the best, really.
She's really chilled around us.
And of course, having people like Brian Schimmel, Anton, Dwayne, what a group of people, and to have the best producers.
Yeah.
That's the team. And of course, the best stars around you. Now, we're going to do something fun.
Cool.
Okay. Are you ready for fun stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. This is what we're going to do. So, I'm going to throw out a song, and then you're going to sing it for me.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, all together. Okay,
all of us.
All of you together. Okay, cool. So remember, you can do what you want with it. But let's start with what is your favorite song in the musical?
They all know. They're looking at me. The title always slips my mind.
Which one?
You know, the one with Warbucks.
I don't need anything but you.
Okay. So we're gonna do this and see how you guys perform. Okay. This is how you do impromptu.
Okay. Let's go from "And I'm the Luckiest Kid."
And I'm the luckiest kid. Let's dance. Bum, bum, bum. Together at last. Come on. Together forever.
Even.
We're tying a knot they never can sever. I don't need sunshine now to turn my skies to blue. I don't need anything but you.
Okay, stop. Lovely, lovely. Bravo, bravo. How good is that? Brilliant. Okay, cool. Okay, now, your song. Okay. Which one do you like? One of your favorites?
NYC.
Okay. No, that is not an individual song.
Who cares?
You got to NYC it.
Doesn't have to be instructed by Emma.
Okay, Emma, gee whiz. Emma Dynamite comes in small packages, dear. Trust me on that one. Okay, one, two, three, go.
NYC, what is it about you. You're big, you're loud, you're tough.
Okay.
There are like 20 people singing that at the same time.
Yeah, I know, but it's
usually it's like one.
What voices? Sweet Mother of Our Lord, have mercy. That's a good voice. Caitlin, your favorite one?
I'd probably have to say it's Hard Knock Life.
Okay, all right. Hard Knock, we love that one. Okay, Hard Knock Life. And take it, you're taking it away. Okay. That's your one.
Okay, one, two.
It is a hard knock life for us. It's a hard knock life for us. Static treated, we get tricked. Static kisses, we get kicked. It's a hard knock life.
Wow, Stephen, damn, you just had us.
Stephen, that note was good. Stephen,
Stephen. Like an orphan.
Yes. All right. And then finally, we need to have a tomorrow because this is what it's about.
Okay, ready?
All right, so we're all ready. And one, two, three, go.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow. Clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow, till there's none. When I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just take up my chin and grin and say, oh, the sun will come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow. Come on, May, tomorrow. Tomorrow, you're always a day away.
Magical. Guys, I want to tell you, I think you are so brilliant, brilliant. Taryn, tell us a bit more. Of course, the run goes on here and then moves to Cape Town.
Yes.
It moves to Cape Town in November.
Thank you.
It is at the Teatro. And then in Cape Town, it is at the...
We are at Artscape.
The Artscape, which is magical.
Which is always magical. And Stephen is Cape Townian, so he can tell you all about the Artscape. Go on, Stephen.
Well, I have my bum in the butter. I live about 2 minutes away from Artscape. So I get on my bicycle and then I'm there.
I'm going to say this. I've called it Musical of the Year. I mean, listen, I can't vote, but like I can just tell Dawn that you're going to get it wrong if you don't go this way. And I'm joking. There are many judges, but I will say the following: that it is exceptional. If you ever, even if you don't know what it's about, take your kids, take your moms, take yourselves. I'll go like five times because it is really exceptional. Exceptional. The performances are superb, and I'm telling you, it is a show-stopping. It's a winner, and everyone can go to see it. Yeah. That's what it's about, guys. I'm really proud of you. Well done.
You're a star,
Thank
Ellen.
You. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for
Thank you for coming to sing for me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so inspired as I go to Durban today. Taryn Sutton plays Grace. Stephen Jubber, thank you. Mr. Rooster. And, of course, our three Annies, Emma Rose Blacher, Lilla Fleischman, and Caitlin Dicker. Thank you for joining me in studio. It's been good to have you with us.
Thank you.
This is the Unview, the Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous. We're still going to get there one day. Never know how it all goes. And, of course, it's don't forget Joey Rose Dean's program. His new show starts at Empress Palace this weekend. Cusper de Frisch, we had him on the line. His show's at the Pizza Inn. And we've got, don't forget, the Hush 2016 book from Yusuf Abramji has also come out. Please don't forget Jam Josie. Mafikizola has cancelled on us, but we're going to try to get them tomorrow. But what's new with Mafikizola? But, hey, things like that happen. It's been a great show. Next week, Claire Johnson, Johnny Clegg. It's going to be packed. It's good to be with you.
The Unview, the Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous on CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.